This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Senior host, always a pleasure. You know, I'd like to say welcome to another hour of sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. A little sane oasis, you know, out of all the insanity that you see going on around you. Total craziness, right? Anyway, you know, head over to MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has given us the opportunity to do a couple of things. One is to make sure that, you know, we have ways, guys like me, have ways to make money online because, frankly, when it comes to Facebook and Twitter, it's really interesting, you know, you see how many people subscribe on Twitter and Spreely TV, you know, Spreely.com, check us out there as well, and nothing. You get no response. So you know you're being squelched, and I don't know why some people keep... Look, we do up on Facebook, okay? We do Twitter. I'm not really active on it. We're more active. We got more things going on with the Spreely family, Spreely TV. So, again, you go to the website, joemessina.com. All the links are up there. You can figure it out. I'm sure you can figure it out on your own. MyPillow.com, you use promo code Joe, you'll get anywhere from 30 to 70% off, okay? And the reality is, you get good quality product, you get things that you need, okay? Why not take advantage of it? It's that simple. Why not just simply take advantage of it? All right? MyPillow.com, again, promo code Joe. This is simple stuff, okay? And you'll get 30 to 70% off. I'm sure it will make you extremely happy. All right. Let's get on this. Okay. You know, I've gone back and forth on this kind of thing. Drives me nuts. All right. And, you know, God bless. And basically, no matter what we do, no matter how we talk about you talk about the over-sexualization of kids. And they're going to tell you, no, no such thing. That doesn't happen. What are you talking about? Well, now you're seeing a marked increase. Now, a lot of information we can't get here in the U.S. And is it because we don't track it? It's because they don't want you to know. I never believed stuff like this before, but being in this business now for about 15 years, you see it. You saw what happened with the CDC with our information when it came to the masks and the shots and the boosters and all this other stuff. We kept saying common sense alone will tell you there's something wrong here. This picture makes no sense. Nobody wanted to hear it. Nobody wanted to hear it. But what are you hearing now? We were right. Well, cases of gonorrhea in England have reached record high with children as young as 13 years old. More and more kids at 13 years old are being diagnosed with sexually transmitted diseases. Right? The number of cases of chlamydia and syphilis have also doubled and tripled, skyrocketed. Right? I mean, it is the high... this is bad. It's the highest level it's been since just after the Second World War. Now, the UK Health Agency figures show that overall there were 392,000 people diagnosed with new STDs in England in 2022, more than 1,000 every day. That's an increase of like 25% compared with 2021. Now, again, is it because they test more? Well, they're not sure, right? The health officials are trying to shrug it off to look, you know, there's more people being tested, and that's why it's going on. Well, really? Why weren't those people heading to the hospital when they got really sick before? I'm just asking. Now, gonorrhea increases are up over 50% from 2021. So, again, you have to stop and say, is this promiscuity? Is this, you know, the sex stuff is no big deal anymore? If you feel like doing it, do it anywhere, any place, anyhow. Not a problem. Don't worry about being. Don't even worry about protecting yourself because if you get pregnant, we got that covered too. Right? They say the syphilis diagnoses have increased to the point in 2022 that it's the largest annual number since when? 1948. What are we doing? What are we doing to these young kids? What are we telling them? Right? But now they're not going to push for abstinence. No. They're going to start pushing for schools to make it extremely easy for kids to get condoms. Right? And they're not even wanting to talk about the casual sex that has increased so much in the community as a whole. Because, you know, sex is just sex. It's just another pleasure point, like kissing. It's not a big deal. We knew this was coming. Guys like, yes, old farts like me have been talking about this forever. There's nothing intimate about it. You can't even call it being intimate anymore. It's just having sex, period. For sex sake. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream to the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Double seeing your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROAD-JOE, 855-732. 5563, look, get involved, get engaged, really, truly make a difference, make a change, make something, okay? I mean, seriously. And I do so much appreciate the time that you are spending with us, that you are part of the conversation. So if you want to send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com, and, you know, this latest story about a group of parents in Glendale, California that actually stepped up to protect. You know, I've been telling you, you got to do what you got to do to protect your kids. What are you afraid of? In all sincerity, what are you afraid of? You just heard Brad Dacus in the last hour tell you that he would cover you, he would protect you. As long as you stay within the law, he'll do what he needs to do to make sure that you're covered legally. And so now we have a bunch of our, and I love how, depending on where you look for this, or you look for the topic or the title or whatever you want to call it, right? You know, you got Armenian men beat up Antifa protesters. But that's not real. That's not the real story. That's not really what happened. You know, I mean, let me put it this way. That's not truly what took place. Now, the Glendale School Board meeting in Los Angeles County, Armenian American families were angry at the school doing pride events and far left protesters that had gathered to oppose them. So they came, the Armenians came, because it's a very staunch, solid Armenian Christian community. And I get it. I grew up in a very Roman Catholic Italian community. They would have never put up with this stuff. That's why I get like crazy when I hear, where are the parents? Why aren't they out there fighting? Right? So the fights broke out in the streets outside the school board meeting. Hundreds of parents had gathered to protest the radical LGBTQ activities that were going on inside the public schools and the classrooms. Now, local reporters say the radical queer activists and members of Antifa also showed up and clashed with the parents. Clashed is an understatement. The fighting has been brutal. Many moms and dads kept their children home from the school rather than expose them to the perverted sex lessons and celebrations. Videos of the clashes are posted all over the place. And you can see who started it, who is egging it on, who's heating it up. So they're trying to stop, yeah, those quote-unquote anti-fascists, who are really fascists, they're just too ignorant to know it. You know, think about this. Not only are they ignorant, because they really don't understand what the word means, but they're cowards. They have masks on. They hide their identity. Because, again, I say it, they're cowards. They show up with pseudo-riot gear. Wow, you're tough. I mean, seriously. Go do this in Texas. Watch what happens to you. No, I'm serious. Go do it in Texas. Let's see what happens to you. Let's see if you got the guts to do it there. You know, go do it in a very heavy Muslim community. Let's see what happens to you there. Right? I mean, I've seen the videos. I'm watching the videos. And because it's not even that they don't have a right to make you. Look, you have a right to protest. Everybody does. I got that. You do not have a right to get physical. You do not have a right to egg on open violence. You just don't. But again, it shows you what cowards they are. Now, dispersal order was given by the, not just by the Glendale Unified School District, by the Glendale Police Department. Yes, you can shut down a protest when it gets violent. Yes, you can stop people from gathering when it gets violent. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's the way it should be. But kudos to the Armenian community and the men, especially the men. You stepped up to be fathers. You stepped up to be the protectors you're supposed to be. We don't see that anymore. We're not seeing that in many of the communities. Well, Joe, we just want everybody to get along, and you just can't always get along with violence. Well, the violence wasn't started by the people on the right. It was started by the people on the left. Because they were not happy with the common sense argument that the right was making. They were not happy with the argument that the Armenian Christian men were making. See, you don't have a right to our children. Now, you think you do, the government. Nowhere in the Constitution does it give you the right to protect our children from us. It's one thing if we're in the street physically beating up our kids and showing up to school black and blue with broken arms and split lips every day. I'm right there with you at that point. But you do not have a right when it comes to social issues especially. You know, remember something. The founding fathers were not interested in social issues. When they put public education together, it was to make sure that, unlike the country they came from, to make sure people knew how to read. They had comprehension. They understood. They could cipher. You know why? So they could read the Bible. Look at their letters to each other. What they spoke about with each other, what they thought was one of the most important things you could do for children, was to teach them how to read so they could properly read the Word of God. Think about that. But Antifa seriously met their match because they met a bunch of men that knew they had to protect their children, that weren't going to put up with this. Not girly men, not men that just want to get along, that kind of thing. No. They got up, they got out, and they fought back. Did not work out well for them, right? Anyway, they have a very large Armenian Christian population, like I said. They're fed up with the LGBTQ pride events taking place in the schools over and over and over again. And they did not go there to start a fight. They went there to simply discuss with the school board what their problems were. So no matter what took place, violence was not there. And it was not because of the Armenian men, which would, it'll get painted like that. But it wasn't their fault. All right, love you guys in the chat room. This is great. Connecticut parents, they say elementary school showed the LGBTQ video without permission. Right? So kids were shown things, young kids, that they had no permission to. Not their kids. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp-made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. The U.S. is sending help to Canada as that country deals with dozens of remote wildfires, which are sending smoke across the eastern half of America.
We have already deployed over 600 U.S. firefighters and personnel, as well as equipment like water bombers.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, tens of millions of Americans from the Northeast to the Deep South are now dealing with some smoke from those fires. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis making a surprise trip to the border in Arizona on Wednesday. DeSantis said his state is not a sanctuary state.
We have put forth resources to assist with the transportation of illegal migrants to sanctuary jurisdictions.
California Governor Gavin Newsom is threatening criminal prosecution of DeSantis for transporting migrants from Central and South America. Newsom has argued the transfers were done under false pretenses. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
It has been established that persons who have recently died been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
When Marimba River starts to play. We are back. Joe McKinney, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Really, get to the point where you're willing to fight for your kids. But you have the information to be able to fight. That was the other thing. Make sure you know what you're fighting for, fighting about, and that you have the information you need to step out on. It ain't that hard. Now, if you think this is isolated to California, you're out of your mind. Now, Connecticut parents say that the elementary school showed LGBTQ videos without permission, and they feel their parents should have been told. Parents of third, fourth, fifth grade students in Connecticut have claimed that a local public school showed their kids a Pride Month-themed video without obtaining parental consent first. You know why? Because they believe you don't have a right. They believe the kids are theirs. They believe that you're just too dull, too uneducated. You don't even understand what you need or what you don't need. That's how sad it is. First-rated parents told local news outlets that the staff at the Wells Road Intermediate School in Granbury, Connecticut, provided nothing to warn us ahead of showing their kids the LGBTQ video. They insisted they only found out about the video when their kids told them about it. This is not uncommon, people. I gotta tell you, it's not uncommon in our school districts, in our schools, for the districts to hide what's going on at the different schools. And when I say hide, it's not like they shove it under a pillow. They just don't tell you what's happening. Now, according to local reports, these unhappy parents will be voicing their concerns with leaders of the school when the next school meeting is. Now, the incident occurred when teachers allegedly showed the young students an educational video from Universal Kids titled Pride to Me. The clip features several young kids giving their perspectives on Pride Month. Not that hard, right? The clip featured testimonies from young kids, including one boy who identified with they-them pronouns, a little girl who claimed to have two mommies, and another kid who identified as both genders. Now think about this. You have elementary school kids who, again, they don't even know who they are. Forget the teenage side of this. Go with the regular side, the elementary. These kids have no idea even what colors go together, what it means to be sexual or sexually active, what the parts and pieces are actually needed for or used for. I mean, seriously, think about it. Now, one part of the video is a student telling viewers that pride means nobody can tell you what to do. Well, yeah, actually they can. Your parents can. You know, it's so funny how you're... The government wants to tell you that you have to allow your kids to tell you what they want to be, what they want to do, and how they want to do. And you have to accommodate. And if you don't accommodate, they'll accommodate and they'll come after you. It's not even close to what this country is about or is supposed to be about. Right? Another part featured a different trans student claiming, the fact that I could say that I like to be called a boy makes me feel happy inside. Because we all know it's about making you feel happy. If you feel happy, it must be true. Sad, isn't it? Local station Eyewitness News 3 spoke to parents outside of the Wells Road Intermediate School this week about the incident, noting that some parents told the outlet they felt their children were too young to learn about the topic. They said it should be on them to have the discussions about gender identity, not the school. They are correct. One mother insisted they needed to get parents' permission to show their children that. We should have been told so we could have a conversation. Look, let's just say this woman is for this, and I'm in agreement with her. She's right. If we know that you've shown us a video on suicide, video on LGBTQ stuff, we can follow it up at home. We can actually be a partner in solidifying whatever it is you're teaching. If we're in agreement with it, obviously. But you don't want us there. They don't want you in the way. Our grandparents identified as Stephen Davis claimed that there was nothing warning us. They don't have to worry about being an adult when they're 8 years old. Right? His 8-year-old granddaughter was forced to watch this. He said, why? These are not decisions you make at 6, 7, and 8. Now, the Wells Road principal, Pauline Greer, responded to the complaint saying, it certainly was not intended to alienate or disturb any child. We were trying to remind students that it's okay to be who you are and still be treated with respect, dignity, and kindness. Now, according to Eyewitness News, the superintendent's office said it's handling concerns from parents internally. Right. In other words, we screwed up. We don't want you to know how bad we screwed up, so we're taking care of this inside. Now, I hope they fill that room to the point where they can't keep everybody in there. I hope it makes them extremely uncomfortable. And these parents need to speak out and speak out hard. And the way you really make the change is you vote against these people in the next election. You make it hard for them to hold their seat, right? You know, several news sources have reached out to the district. They haven't responded. They're not interested. Right? This, again, it's just nuts. And we're seeing, and thank God, more and more of you parents now, you're paying attention. You're asking questions. It's about time. I don't know what the heck took you people so long to figure this out. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Right? Truly be part of the solution. Yeah, I don't even know how you come back from a story like that. I'm sitting here scratching my head thinking, who sat there and thought that was okay? And it goes back to the educated now. the academia, if you would. They now believe that they own your kids because you're too dumb to know better. Matter of fact, you're too ignorant to even know how to fight it. That's the sad part. You really don't know how to make it happen. You need to get help in those areas. That's where the phone calls to PJI, that's where the perusing of PJI's website will help you out. PJI.org, PJI.org. You know, I keep telling you, and you think I'm full of baloney, the left wants a full-blown racial civil war. No way around it. And the proof is, look at what they're doing. Look at this. This case is won. Now, support for reparations plans for black residents, not as popular as I guess Newsom and others thought here in California. Now, the majority of Californians realize that racism still occurs in the state, right? Less than half don't support the idea of reparations, a reparations task force. Now, a survey by nonprofit Public Policy Institute in California released Monday said 71% of Californians think racial and ethnic discrimination contributes to, well, economic inequalities, probably does. Almost 40% of those said that we should have a task force for reparations. Only 40. So I'm trying to figure out here, where does this make sense? That means the majority of California go, you know what? Yeah, I am sorry this racism. I'm sorry this hate. I'm sorry these things out there. But reparations is not the way to fix it. Right? Survey also said that nearly 60% would approve of an official apology from California lawmakers. Okay. But what would the apology say? See, I'm not apologizing for it. I'm sorry that it happened. Should it never have happened? But I wasn't here. My family wasn't even in this country. I wasn't here. Why do I have to pay for it? Why do I have to apologize for it? Even my descendants were a part of it. Just crazy. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up on the Joe Mazzini Show.
Healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Cohibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
The time you're spending with me here on the air, with me. I don't like the way that sounds, with me, right here on the air, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me and you know, interacting. If you head up to the website, joemessina.com, you'll find people up there smarter than I that you can converse with. Seriously. Anyway, really, truly believe, appreciate the time that you are spending with me. Okay, we were talking about the majority of Californians now who have decided, yeah, you know what, not so much, not so fast when it comes to reparations. They would be accepting of an official policy by the state legislature, which is fine. All right, I mean, the fact is we didn't allow slaves. Slavery was prohibited in the Constitution of the state. And yet, somehow, we're going to pay reparations to black slaves, or not black slaves, actually, maybe two or three generations removed. I don't know. I don't know what their guidelines were, but they weren't. I remember when we went through the story a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't that great. So, the latest findings from the committee, a San Francisco-based nonpartisan think tank, now showed up about a month after the first of its kind, nine-member reparations task force, they approved a series of recommendations that suggested as much as $1.2 million to be given to every eligible black resident in California. Because it's not enough that we're already close to $40 billion in debt. Let's add more to it. Right? And part of that is my tax money paying for that. Why am I paying for this? I wasn't part of it. The Reparations Task Force did not immediately respond to local news sources for information. The group is scheduled to submit its final recommendations to the legislature by June 30th. Lawmakers will decide whether to follow through with reparations, whether to accept or modify the proposals, and so on. Now, some state economists have estimated that California, which is poised to have the worst, fourth largest economy, right? Poised to have the world's fourth largest economy, could roughly owe $800 billion in reparations. That's over twice what the current state budget is. Isn't that great? Really, isn't it great? I don't even know where you go with this, really. Now, the reparations findings are part of a larger statewide survey. There are over 1,500 Californians between May 17th and 24th. The polling on reparations provides... Oh, well, you think about this. It's a real snapshot as to where they're at. The California people say, hey, we're sorry for what you went through. Which is fine. Right? But, come on. This is, like I said, this is fine. But you also wanted to give you $1.2 million? Based on what? You know, I saw signs people say we want our 40 acres and a mule, as promised. Well, it was the Democrats that wouldn't give it to you, so have them pay for it. What would that 40 acres be worth today to your family? Right? What would that mule... I mean, let them pay for it. Not a problem. It was the Democrats of the South that said, no, no way, no how. Not Republicans. 855 Real Joe. 855, I mean, this stuff never stops. 855-732-5563. Really. Enjoy, because it's just going to get better from here. All right, so for you economists out there, or you want to be economists. Again, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre on Wednesday said that grocery prices have skyrocketed under Joe Biden because of the avian flu. Right. So he has nothing to do with it. Absolutely nothing. Yeah, see, grocery prices, the cost of eggs, poultry, beef, they're all increased. But not because of the flu. Because of Biden. Right? Because of the taxes, because of the fees, because of the restrictions that he's put on some of these farms and processing plants. Inflation rates are still high. Still high. It's a joke. Inflation rates are still high because of Joe Biden's tax and spend policies. Biden and the Democrats in Congress, they keep spending trillions of dollars. And Jean-Pierre, whatever her name is, she claims grocery prices are way up because of the war in Ukraine, the avian flu, bad weather, everything but Joe. Hey, listen, what have I been calling him for years? You guys have been listening for any length of time? Come on, let's do it together, right? The party of non-responsibility. Absolutely nothing is their fault. Have you noticed that? They don't do anything wrong. Nothing is their fault. It's usually the previous administration, especially if that administration was Republican. Right? Love it. All right, the Democrat calls Muslim kids white supremacist. Ooh. Right. Proposing LGBTQ material. That's right. Yeah. Look at, get to the point where they're getting really stupid. A pro-LGBTQ Democrat in Maryland targeted Muslim children for speaking out against sexual materials in a classroom. See, the funny thing about it is, it's not even this LGBTQ stuff. If it was heterosexual materials showing how and the different pleasure points and what you get, we would all be against that. Anybody with two brain cells rubbed together would be against it. Now, Montgomery County Councilman Kristen Mink, she lashed out to Montgomery County Public Schools. She went after the kids who argued their parents should be able to opt them out of the radical sex agenda due to their Islamic beliefs. Mink, on the other hand, believes that the LGBTQ rights trump any religious rights you have in the name of equity, is that word, in the name of equity. They don't stop. The issue has, unfortunately, and does put some Muslim families on the same side of an issue as white supremacists. So let me see if I understand this. If you're against the LGBTQ lifestyle, or you're against it, things about it being taught or introduced in the classroom, you're a white supremacist, I guess, even if you're black. Right? Didn't that what they did with Larry Elder? They called him the black face of white supremacy? Then, when she realized what she had said, when she realized how far she shoved her foot down her throat, she was like, well, I'm not putting you in the same category as those folks. Although, you know, it's complicated. Because they're falling on the same side of a particular issue. It's not an infringement on, well, you know, particular religious freedoms. Just as we can't allow folks to opt out of teachings about evolution. Now, the middle school student, Saeed, spoke about his constitutional rights. Wow. I mean, a kid spoke about his constitutional rights. When was the last time you heard one of these trustees speak about constitutional rights of the people? I'm here to talk about my rights. My religion teaches to respect all religions and all human beings and their rights. So does my country's law. I want my rights back. I want my rights to opt out back. Ibrahim Razuddin, who graduated from the school district, said he was speaking on behalf of his elementary age cousins. Although the introduction of texts and discussions related to transgenderism and the LGBTQ plus community, right, they may support the MCPS mission to be all-inclusive. He went on to say, I don't believe my first grade and third grade cousins are prepared to read and discuss such issues. The kids got more sense than everybody on the board does. Right? I mean, the real supremacist here is the trustee who believes that what she believes trumps everybody else's ability and rights. You know? Now, this is such a worn-out excuse. They use it for everything now. In a tweet, the trustee claimed that other LGBTQIA plus people, when you go against this, it causes them to kill themselves. You got to work with them then. If that's the truth, I don't believe it's a true statement at all. But if it is a true statement, why aren't you working with their mental health? Right? People don't agree with your position. People at one point in time agreed that, you know, Italians should leave the country. Irish should leave the country. Germans had no business being here. You didn't see a mass suicide of those groups. Start raising strong kids. Start raising kids that can cope with the issues of the day. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up at the top of the hour with the Joe Messina Show here on the Genesis Communication Network.
Forty-one.